Hey Spinster Society, make sure you go to urbanspinster.com and click on that fashion merch link. That link will take you directly to the Urban Spinster store on Teespring, where I have that merch available for you in leisure wear. You got two styles of sweatshirts with Never Settle on the front and the Urban Spinster logo on the back. One is a crew neck and one is a slouchy off the shoulder. There are also leggings and the matching sports bra in a great African print. You can use these items whether you're lounging around the house or you're actually working out during this COVID season. So make sure you check it out again. Fashion merch link on urbanspinster.com. Hey Spinster Society, it is Sadia Sanders of urbanspinster.com, where we are creating our own agenda, dispelling societal myths, and redefining the word spinster. Before I get into it, make sure you are subscribing to this podcast and following me on all social media at urbanspinsterxo. All right, so I keep seeing these brands, and I won't say who they are because I'm not trying to hate on them or anything, but especially because they're a lot of them are Black women owned, but they are pushing out this narrative that being a single Black woman is hanging out by the pool and drinking cocktails and eating out and partying and etc. Like, these are the images that are being pushed out on their social media platforms. And while you do have the capability to do anything that you want being single, you don't have to answer to anyone or take care of anyone other than yourself if you don't have children. But there is way more to being a single woman than kicking it and partying. I mean, oh my God, it's like, the point of this whole brand, Urban Spinster, is to promote celebrating this time in your life. And that could mean not just celebratory partying and hanging out with your friends, but figuring out who you are as a person, dealing with your issues. So basically relying on yourself to make you happy versus putting that burden on another person when you do get into a relationship, because there are a lot of people who look to that other person to complete them, quote unquote, or make them responsible for their happiness. And then when they fall short, they're pissed off. So when you're single, that's when you have to deal with those type of things and maybe do some self-reflection. Why have your other relationships failed? If you've had multiple relationships in the past, what happened? Is there a pattern? So that's all the kind of internal work you need to be doing while you're single. And then not only that, because you have to rely on yourself, it can be stressful at times. So you can't just like not show, but I guess that's social media. Social media shows a highlight reel. It doesn't show you the for real, day to day. So social media is highlight reel, not for real, for real. Because for real, when you're going to work every day, coming home, you're cooking, you're cleaning, you're maintaining your home and whatever that entails. If you're a homeowner, you have property, you got to be dealing with people trying to take advantage of you because you're a single woman. You have to kind of have an aggressiveness about you, and you have to be careful that that aggressiveness doesn't translate into every facet of your life. But when you're handling business, you got to handle business because you're single. So people feel like they can overcharge you or they can treat you in a way that they wouldn't a man. So you have to deal with that. This is not for the weak, you know, because everything is on you. Every move you make is your decision and yours alone. So if it works, great. But if it doesn't, you ain't got nobody to blame but yourself. And sometimes, even though you might have some friendships, you can only rely on yourself, you know? So it takes a lot of organization, the financial responsibility, everything is yours to bear. And it makes you a strong individual, makes you very, of course, independent and able to kind of take on tasks that maybe someone who's always had someone else there could not do. Because if there are people who got married right out of, let's say, dating their high school sweetheart, and they've never lived alone, they don't even know how to balance everything on their own. They're constantly someone else there. So that's kind of like a crutch. So that's the positive in having all this responsibility. But it's responsibility. It's not you going out and hanging out by the beach and the pool and we traveling every weekend and all of that shit. I mean, you know, at some point you got to work. At some point you're going to have to, take care of some business and some things. And you might have to get in some people's asses about, you know, them not doing what they're supposed to do and so on and so forth. So, you know, let's not get it confused. Being single can be amazing, but if you're looking at it as, and I guess it depends on the age too, you know, if you're over 30 and that's kind of like your zhuzh every weekend, that's all you're doing, what kind of wealth are you building for yourself? They're not talking about that. Like, let's talk about building some generational wealth. You know, let's show some images of some stock options or some something. I mean, let's come on now. But it seems like that's what gets the likes. That's what gets the follows, is the bullshit and not the real. You know, people don't want to hear or see what it really is. And, you know, yeah, I travel and I'm able to splurge here and there, but my day-to-day is not spent doing those things. But that's all people show you. They don't show you any of the interactions that you have to have and the hustle that it takes. When I bought my first home, I had like a full-time job, a side hustle, two side hustles, I think. Yeah, two side hustles, because at one point I sold Mary Kay and I was like, eh, I didn't like that. It was too expensive. and it was kind of inconvenient too, as far as you ordering your products. And then I changed from Mary Kay to Avon. So I'm still selling Avon and it's just kind of like a passive income. I have a website, but I'm not like buying books and whatnot. And I was teaching CPR. And I started the CPR business through me teaching at the Red Cross. So, you know, that was time spent with me getting trained to learn it, to learn CPR myself, then become an instructor, then start the business, then actually conduct the business. And I was teaching through the Red Cross and through my job. So I would go to work all day. Then on the nights I had to teach through my job, I would just stay at work. After, like, say I got off at 4 o'clock and the class didn't start until 7. So I'm just sitting around until 7 o'clock, still at my job, because it was not enough time for me to go home, come back. Well, I guess I could have, but it was just, you know, like, why waste the gas? Then teach, then come home, go to bed, wake up, go back to work. I mean, you know, like, you don't see none of that shit. You see, skiing, or I'm at the winery, or I'm by the pool, or on the yacht. I mean, you see all that shit. You don't see what it took to get there. And when you're single, it may take more of your energy and commitment for you to get to the point where you can do all of those things. And you do have the disposable income to do all that stuff, but you got to put in the work first. And nobody wants to show you the work. They all want you to see, you know, the rewards of the work. So if you're young, just coming into adulthood, and you're listening to this, you're going to have to work to get to the point where you can hang out and chill and travel and do all of that shit. You're going to have to put put the work in to build that foundation for yourself. And then you have to sustain it, because once you acquire all the stuff has to be maintained. Your lifestyle has to be supported constantly. I don't know if any of you that are listening now saw me on the panel I did on the Mike and Donnie show, which is on Fox Soul Network. You can see it online. And I have a link to it on my website. Just click on the media link within urbanspinster.com, and you can see what we talked about. And the topic was what I wish my parents had told me. And, you know, we got onto different subjects, sex, relationships, finances. And, you know, one of the things we were talking about with the finances is most of us on the panel had not had a sit down conversation about finances. And even though my parents were doing well and stable, I did not have, okay, sit down. This is, we're going to talk about, this is how you balance a checkbook. This is how you keep your budget in check, or create a budget. Okay, these are stocks, and this is how stocks work. I'd had none of that education. So you're going into all of that, just kind of thrust into it, and you're going to make mistakes. But what I mentioned about, we talked about millennials and them kind of not really knowing what they want to do and being raised to feel like they could just be anything and do anything. So that's exactly what they do. They hop around. There's no loyalty. There's no real stability for a while. And my advice is always to try to pursue your passions, or what you think may be a passion for you, before you get into the place where you're having to pay bills. And then you feel like you're thrust into this rat race of, okay, I'm working to pay my apartment rent, my car, my utilities, or whatever those things are that you've acquired. If you acquire the things first by getting a 9-to-5 job, and then you don't like the 9-to-5 job, you hate it, and you're like, I should have tried singing, I should have tried modeling, I should have tried becoming a comedian, or, you know, whatever your passion might be, or hairstylist, makeup artist. Now you're trying to do that stuff on the side. But because you have acquired all the stuff, you have to keep a check coming in. Whereas if you do it the other way, if you're able to stay home with your parents as long as you can, or with family, or you have roommates and you live well beneath your means, pursue your passions first. Because if you pursue your passion, you know, God will make room for the money to come. And then when the money comes, you're already doing something you really love and enjoy. And that just is like icing on the cake. And it doesn't feel like work. But if you go to college, high school, and then you get a job, and then you get an apartment, and then you get a car, and then you get the stuff, then you got to work to pay for the stuff. And then you're trying to pursue your passion on the side. And sometimes that doesn't work. You need to focus full time on finding what it is that makes you happy, and the money will come. And I didn't have the luxury of doing that. So I'm trying to figure out what my passion and purpose is. And, you know, I got some stuff I need to pay for. So I can't be taking no pay cut at this point in my life. So that is my advice to the youngins out there. But, you know, back to the topic as far as what single life really is. Everything has its ups and downs. And being single is no different. It has its ups, it has its downs. I feel like you can be at peace when you don't have anyone distracting you, or you're not engaged in any kind of drama, or you don't have to consider another person. But when you get to the point where you feel like you want to invite someone else in, hopefully you've done the work so that you are not a burden upon them, or you're not bringing baggage into the relationship. So make sure that during this time of your life, you're working on you and pursuing what you enjoy. and understanding what you will and will not tolerate from another person. But you're going into it completely whole. You're not using them to try to make yourself complete. All right, so, you know, don't look at these Instagram pages and think if you're not going out and chilling by the pool every weekend or you're not on private jets that you're doing something wrong. You know, the foundation has to be laid and then you can enjoy all that stuff. But social media most of the time is fake. You know, it's a way to draw you in so that they can sell you whatever product that they're trying to sell you. And a lot of people like fluff. And they like the pretty. They like the shiny. They like, you know, the blingy. So that's what they're going to give you. But that's not the real real. That's the highlight real. All right. So make sure you go back and look at that panel discussion we had on Fox Soul, the Mike and Donnie show. It is posted on YouTube. Again, make sure you're subscribing to this podcast. You know, like and share. I'm on TikTok now. So go over to my TikTok. Everything is Urban Spinster at Urban Spinster XO. So go over there and give me some likes on TikTok. Follow me over there. I'm trying to boost that up. And if there's a topic that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, or if I ever get to go live on TikTok, because you have to have 1,000 followers on there. And I ain't even close. So I need y'all to follow me over there. So I can go live. And TikTok, you know, contrary to popular belief, it is very informative. You can get addicted to TikTok. It's a lot of content over there that is, they got all kind of stuff from how to sand a floor to put on eyelashes to do the dances. It's everything is over there. It's almost like another little mini YouTube. A lot of people do great tutorials and give a lot of information. There's a lot of skincare. There are dermatologists on TikTok. It's really, really good. I hope it stays around. And it may push Instagram out of the box because you have access to a lot more features and music and what do you call those things? Like the green screen and just the effects. You have a lot more effects and stuff going on over there. When you try to put music on something on Instagram and Facebook, then they want to talk about this copyright infringement and all this bullshit. So TikTok is much better for that. And the prediction is that Instagram is going to fall by the wayside. So they better get it together. All right. I will talk to y'all soon. Have a good one.